Coach, let's start by looking at tonight's win, a good conference win over Genoa Hugo. You take out the Pirates in three. Kids must have played well.
Yeah, I think our kids were ready. We've been these last couple weeks, we've been clicking in practice and in games, and we've had a competitive atmosphere in our practice, and we came out ready to go.
Yeah, what won you the match, do you think?
I think it was a combination of two things. Our hitting was pretty solid. Our outsides, Kennedy Frank and McKenna Nodder, they had some good kills. And then our mental toughness, because we got off, if you look at the box score, like the first set was a pretty easy win, but you got to give credit to Genoa Hugo. They came back and pushed us in that second set, so we had to overcome some adversity there. And then in that third set, we got down by like four pretty early on, and we were able to rally back. So we were able to find those points when we needed them. So
gotcha.
Mental toughness and hitting.
Gotcha. Defensively, did you feel good about the effort on that side of the net?
Yeah, pretty good. I mean, that Genoa Hugo team is hard to play defense against. They are really good at tipping and finding the openings and just causing chaos. They're really hard team to read. So they really challenged us. They really made us work on our reads and our defense, but our effort was there. But now just reading the ball, we got to get a little better on.
And then, obviously, it's an important league win. I thought you and Hugo and Lyman are the three teams to beat for that Union Pacific title. So this one very important as you try to win that league title.
Oh, absolutely. Every time we play Genoa Hugo, it's always going to be a good game. And it was nice to be able to take home the victory so against one of the top teams. So sets us up pretty good for our league standings.
Gotcha. And you mentioned you've been rolling the last 7 to 10 days, couple of weeks. You dropped that tough one to Haxton, but you haven't lost since, so your kids feel like they're starting to hit a groove, do you believe?
Yep. Just seeing it in practice and seeing the games, we are just rolling. Sometimes we just get in the rhythm, and it seems like everything's going our way. And even when things might not go our way in the matches, we do a pretty good job of regrouping, focusing back up, and turning the momentum. So I think we're in a good position right now.
You mentioned the regrouping and turning things back in your direction. Is that different from teams in the recent past? Is that something where you've grown?
I think it started. We started to make the turn last year. Out of our 9 players on varsity, 6 played on last year's team, and that's where we really started to, I think, grow and that mental toughness and being able to overcome some slow starts or some runs from the other team. So I think it got going with this group of seniors last year, and then they're just continuing on.
Okay, you mentioned a couple of your kids, your outside hitters. Talk about some other leaders for your team this year.
So Madison Tagmeyer, our libero, I think she is an amazing floor leader. She's always talking, always encouraging. Very smart player, so got to give credit to her. Sidonia Eisenpart, our setter, first year with the program, and fitting right in and being a leader out on the court. And then, let's say, Hannah Ridge-Rozzi, our middle hitter. She was our hitter last year. She steps up at big moments as well. So I think we got one of the better teams with our leadership.
Gotcha. Now your tough stretch continues again. The good win tonight over Genoa Hugo, Otis quality program on Saturday. Then a week from that Saturday, you got Wiley, another top 5 team. So again, a tough stretch continues for you.
Yep. We just take it one game at a time. We're not trying to look too far ahead down the schedule, but I like it. I like this schedule. In order to improve, you got to be playing quality teams. So it's just fun knowing from these next few games, we can't be off. So the kids, we just got to stay focused and ready to go. No off games, no off practices for the next few weeks.